Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medina.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's always a blessing, and I want to say thank you for being with us. And everyone watching online also, welcome. Thank you for connecting with us. And we believe the Lord has a word for you this morning. You're not here for coincidence. And I just ask, we pray that you open up your heart and listen to what the Lord is saying, what God is speaking this morning to your life. So we're blessed this morning, excited. It's always a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. This message that the Lord gave me, 2 Corinthians. Go to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 1. And amen when you have it. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to read one verse, but I'm going to base myself from verse 1. Through verse 11. But I want to, this is my scripture I want to read right now. It's in verse 10. You guys have it? And it reads, who, notice how Paul says it, who delivered us from so great a death. Then look what he says again. And does deliver us, in whom we trust. And then he says it again. That he will still deliver us. So I could break it down real simple. Is that God delivered him yesterday, like he delivered you and me. God still delivers in the present. Right now, and God will deliver you tomorrow. Amen. That's the God we serve. So I'm going to read it again. He says, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. My message today is the God of all comfort. The God of all comfort. When you look at this passage, Paul writing to the Corinthians, it is interesting how Paul was being attacked. And many believe that it was by a minority within the church. His own people, the church, he was being attacked. And some of the things that he was being attacked by within the church, the minority of the church, which we're talking about local churches in Corinthian. One of the things was that Paul had impure motives, or that he was weak. Even his physical appearance, they would attack. That he wasn't a great orator or a great speaker. Even because times where Paul would not even accept their money. Or that he was not a true apostle. And many other things. Things that Paul went through. But notice Paul. Paul, no doubt, had a deep relationship with God. Paul walked with God. Paul knew God. And you will read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. that in all of that, Paul was, I mean, not only did he exhort, but he was also someone that would encourage the Apostle Paul. And regardless what he was facing, notice in verse 3 when he writes, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God." Look what he says. "And God of all comfort." Did you know that? That God himself is the God of all comfort. This morning, if you're looking for comfort, the real comfort comes from the Lord, church. Amen. If you're looking for comfort, you're in the right place. God's going to give you some comfort today. Amen. And God, he's an expert at giving comfort. And you can just tell by the letter, you're going to see that the word comfort is all over this passage. You're going to hear the word comfort 3 times. You're going to hear the word comforts with an S 1 time. And then you're going to read also comforted 2 times. And then to top it off, I don't know why, but in this passage, it also uses the word consolation. It's the same word, just used differently. Consolation, you're going to see that it's 4 times. So Paul, he's trying to make something clear that God is in the business of comforting. Now, remember that he had been attacked, but in all that, he's encouraging them that whatever you're going through, God can comfort you. And he says, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Now, remember the words of Jesus Christ in the Gospels. Because this word comfort, in the Greek, it means parakleisis. When Jesus spoke about the Holy Spirit, in the Greek, it means parakletos, means someone who comes alongside. And that person, he's speaking of the Holy Spirit, he's the one that comes alongside for one purpose, and that is to comfort you. That is to encourage you, the Holy Spirit. And before Christ went back to the throne, he said, look, I'm not going to leave you guys orphaned, an orphan, but he says, I'm going to send the Comforter. And he was speaking of the Holy Spirit. Aren't you blessed this morning, church, that the Holy Spirit lives in you, that at any moment, at any time, at any hour, the Holy Spirit brings comfort to your life? And he says, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Well, what comfort does he bring? Well, the Bible says in verse 4, who comforts us, look what he says, in all tribulation. Are you facing a tribulation? What is tribulation? Tribulation is anything in your life that brings pressure. Anything in your life that brings affliction. Any type of burden. Persecution. Tribulation. Well, God is saying this, that the mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation. In other words, if you're facing some type of pressure right now, or affliction, or a burden you might be facing in your own personal life, it might be at your workplace, it might be maybe in your home, I don't know. But whatever persecution or tribulation that you are going through, let me tell you something. Take advantage this morning because God is about to comfort you. Amen. He says, who comforts us in all our tribulation. Now, when Jesus said in the Gospels, chapter 14, verse 16, this is his prayer. Look what he said. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. Who's the helper? The Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? The comforter. Church, the Holy Spirit is here to help you. He's not here to bring you down. He's not here to discourage you. He's not here to, the Holy Spirit is here to comfort you. Amen. So this morning, Paul, he's telling them, he writes to them, and he says, who comforts us in all. He didn't say one. He did not say, you know what, I could only help you out in the small stuff, but not the big stuff. No, God didn't say that. You know, sometimes we think, you know, I wonder if God can help me on this one. Can God, you know, help me on this situation? Can, you know, the Bible says, who comforts us in all our tribulation. How many know all is all? And you might say, but Pastor, I don't want to go through a tribulation. I don't want to go through the fire. But you know what? God knows what is best for us. Because God's number one priority in your spiritual life, in your walk with God is this, is that you and I grow. That you and I mature. That you and I get stronger in the Lord. And in the midst of all that we're going through, God is there the whole time, the Holy Spirit, to bring comfort in your life. And in that moment, hear me, you choose. You and I choose. If we're going to walk forward with it and say, Lord, I thank you. Because the Bible does say, give thanks in everything. For this is the will of God for us. And you can say, you know what, Lord? I thank you what I'm going through. I thank you that at the moment you are giving me strength. You are bringing comfort to my life. You are with me. You haven't forsaken me. Father, I just thank you. Or you can say, you know what? I'm done with this. This is too much. I can't handle it. What's funny is that many times anything that has to do with God, we say we can't handle it. But everything else that's not of God, we want to fix it. We're there. We know we'll do whatever it takes. But see, the good thing about this is that God is the one who does the comforting. If you're going to clap, give them a strong clap. Who comforts us in all tribulation, but there's a purpose. See, many times, whatever you're facing right now, church, hear me. It's a test. And in that test, you learn. So that tomorrow, you can tell someone, you know what? I did that test already. I read these certain books. I read this. And this and that helped me in my test. But see, I'm talking about the book. I'm talking about the Bible. Amen. See, whenever you're going through something, church, you're not just going it just because. You're going through it because God wants to do something great in your life. And see, whenever you go through that and you pass the test, the day of tomorrow, you can tell a brother or a sister or someone, a co-worker in your family, and say, you know what? God did it for me. God can do it for you. I overcame. You can overcome. It seemed like nothing was happening. I felt abandoned by God, but God came at the right time. So let me tell you something. Don't get discouraged. Maybe you want to throw the towel. Maybe you want to quit. But let me tell you something, church. God has not forsaken you. And God is bringing comfort to you. Because we're seeing in the Bible that he's the God of all comfort. Because look what he says, verse 4. Who comforts us in all our tribulation. But look what he says. That we may be able to comfort who? Those who are in any trouble. Hallelujah. That's why you are a blessing, church, to someone else. Did you hear me? If you say, you know what? I love Jesus. I fear God. I live for God. Guess what? You're going to be a blessing everywhere you go. You're not going to be a burden. You're going to be a blessing. And you're going to tell people, you know what? God helped me. When I most needed God, God came through. When I needed a breakthrough, God gave me a breakthrough. And that's where you come in and you tell that person, look, don't give up. Keep pushing forward. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Keep praying. Keep reading the word of God. Keep confessing the word of God. God's about to give you the blessing. Hallelujah. Had four monsters, so no, I'm just playing. No, I don't drink monsters no more. Verse 5. For as the sufferings, look what he says. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us. So our consolation also abounds through Christ. Basically, what Paul is saying, look, because you're serving Jesus Christ, you're going to go through some things. Church, there's no way out of that. When you signed up to serve and follow Jesus, there's going to be things that are going to come your way. It comes, I was talking to a brother, it comes with the pack. He says, it comes with the combo. It's included in there. But don't forget that you're not alone. Number one, you have the Holy Spirit, the comforter. Number two, you have people around you, a family in Christ who is with you, praying for you, believing in you. Amen. And so what Paul, he says, for as the sufferings of Christ abound. See, abound means, what does abound mean? It means increase. It means abundance. There's going to be times in your walk with Christ, church, hear me, where you're going to say, you know what? This is a lot right here, what I'm going through. And at the moment, you're not going to understand it, but it's worth it. Hear me, church. It's worth it. Why? Because you are a follower of Jesus Christ. Number two, the enemy is mad. The enemy is upset that you don't follow him anymore. Amen? Now you are a follower of Jesus Christ. And number three, your flesh don't like it either. But it's not over there, though. Paul says, yes, you're going to go through these sufferings. You're going to, you know, you're going to go through all this stuff, he says. He says, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us. But then he always gives a solution. Then he says this. So our consolation, it's the same word, comfort. He says, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. I don't know if you got that. What he's saying is that, yeah, you might be going through something. You might even be going through hell. But he says, but hey, hold up. He says, in Jesus Christ, just as you get a lot of, you're going through a lot. He says, don't forget that God can give you abundantly. God can pour on you. God can give you a lot of comfort also. And God is just pouring on you. He's just dropping on you all the comfort that you need in your spiritual life, in your marriage, in your, you know, whatever you're facing. God gives you all the comfort that you need. And it's not little drops. It's not, you know, once and no. He says he's going to give you abundantly all the comfort that you need. How many need that this morning? Maybe you need, you're saying, Pastor, I need a lot. I mean, I'm talking about a lot of abundance of comfort. He says, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Let me tell you something, church. And nothing else is going to give you the comfort that God gives you. No drink is going to give you a comfort. No pill is going to give you the comfort. Amen. Not certain people, certain words is going to give you the comfort. The only one that's an expert in giving the true comfort that lasts is the Holy Spirit. Verse 6, now if we are afflicted, look what it says, it is for your consolation and salvation. What he's saying is, hey, if we're going through an affliction, we're going through something, you know, it is for your, he says, your consolation. What is he saying? He's saying is that, hey, we're going to go through it. But everything we went through and everything we learned about, we're not going to keep it to ourselves. We're going to share it with you. See, that's why, church, hear me. That's why you got to get around people that are full of the Holy Ghost. People who are full of wisdom. People who love Jesus. People who, fear God. People who are walking with Jesus. Why? Because they can tell you so much. And that's what Paul is telling them. He says, now if we are afflicted, it's for your consolation and salvation, which is effective. Look what he says. Which is effective for what? Enduring. What does that mean, enduring? Is that you keep going forward. There's no stopping in you. You're moving forward. You're walking forward. You're persevering. I don't know if you get, you're not a quitter. You don't stop. You don't go backwards. You don't stay stagnant. You don't stay there. You're moving forward. You are enduring. You're receiving, but at the same time, you're moving forward. And that's what Paul says. He says, now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is, notice the word he says, which is what? Effective. for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. You see, church, you know, sometimes we think, man, I wonder if that person ever goes, does he ever go through anything? He's never upset. He's always joyful. He's always greeting people. He's always smiling. Trust me, they're going through something. But what it is that after a while in your walk with God, you learn from it. You know that God's in control. You know that, you know what, yes, it hurts. Yes, you know, it might bother. You know, I don't like it. But inside we have peace. Inside we have comfort. Inside we have power. We have the strength to move forward. Hallelujah. It also says in verse 6, or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Now look what he says. Verse 7, and our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. This is what he's saying. He says, yes, you're going through a suffering. You're going through something right now. But don't forget that God will also give you all the consolation, comfort that you need. So what do you do at that time, church? You go to Jesus. Did you hear me? You go to Jesus. The Bible says, cast your cares upon him, Jesus. Your cares, your worries, whatever you're going through, the Bible says, Peter says, cast your cares upon him. And there's one reason why. Because he cares for you. Let me tell you something, church. No one is going to care for you like Jesus does. Yes, thank God for your husband, your wife. Thank God for your bestie. Thank God for your friend. Thank God for whomever's been there for you. But no one is going to care as much as the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he went through it. He went through it. They mocked him. They laughed at him. Made fun of him. They, you know, hit him. They spit on him. They did everything to him. And the Bible says that he was faithful all the way to the cross of Calvary to fulfill his mission, to fulfill the will of God in his life. Jesus Christ. That's why he cares for you. He knows what you're feeling. He knows. He understands. He's been there. He's been there, what you're facing. How many can say amen, church? He's there when nobody's watching, when nobody is around, when you feel that nobody understands you, he understands. The pain that you say, you know what? I'm going through this pain. He understands. He cares for you. Verse 8. Then look what he says. Paul, he says, for we do not want you to be ignorant. He says, we don't want you to be ignorant about this. Yes, you know, you're going through all this stuff. And Paul could have said, yes, you know what? And it's going to get worse for you. You know, and nobody's going to help you. No, you know, it is what it is. No, he doesn't say that. Paul, the whole time what Paul is saying, hey, Whatever you're going through, Jesus went through it. We've gone through it. But guess what? In the whole time, God gave us comfort. And that's what Paul's trying to tell them. Hey, don't forget, whenever you face some suffering, whatever you're facing, but also remember that it's not over there yet. God is going to comfort you at that moment. And church, let me tell you something. God never fails. Amen? God never fails. God always fulfills what he says. If he says he's going to comfort you, he's going to comfort you. This morning, God is comforting you by the power of his Holy Spirit. He says, for we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond. Look what he says. Look what Paul says. I mean, he says, we want to share with you. See, church, that's why it's good. It's a blessing. And there's a time for it when we share what we've been through. Did you hear me? There's a time for it. This was the time where Paul says, he says, that we were burdened beyond measure. I mean, like Paul is saying, you know what? This was beyond this. We were going through some heavy stuff. Look what he says. Above strength. In other words, what Paul is saying, we were going through stuff that, I mean, on ourselves, we couldn't do it. We couldn't make it. We wouldn't have made it. That's what Paul is saying. But then he says that we were burning beyond measure above strength, so that we despaired even of life. They almost lost their life. Verse 9. And I love this passage right here, church. I'm going to read two more scriptures and I'm done. Look what he says, verse 9. Yes, he says, it is true. And he tells them, we don't want you to be ignorant. He says, yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. We were about to die also. But look what he says. If you could get this, church, it's going to help you in your walk with the Lord forevermore. He says that we should not trust in ourselves. Church, don't trust in yourself. Don't ever think that you're wiser and smarter than God. Your thoughts, my thoughts, are not God's thoughts. And many, you'd be surprised, a lot of the moment they don't want nothing with God, what you're telling God is that, hey, I don't need you no more. I don't have to depend on you. I don't have to pray. I don't have to, you know, humble myself. I can do it on my own. But guess what? You're going to find very soon that you made the greatest mistake of your life. No amen on that one, huh? Paul is saying, hey, don't trust in yourself, man. Because what happens, this is what happens there, and it's, you see it all the time. We're so used to, we want God to do everything in a split second, because that's the life, the world we live in now. Everything is handed to us like this. I just saw a video where this guy, he's on a bike. I don't know where it was. It was a big Taco Bell. And that guy got on his bike and he's explaining, he's showing everything. And he just pressed one button and boom, his food got delivered. He just grabbed it and he took off. And then he says, look, he's laughing. Look at all those people doing it the old way. They're lining up right there, look. See, that's the life we live. We want everything quick, fast. And God... And when we don't see movement right away, we want to fix things our way. And Paul, he says, we should not trust in ourselves. But he says this, but in God. Church, trust in God. Trust in the G-O-D. Trust in God. Trust in Jesus. Trust in the Holy Spirit, church. Learn to wait upon God. Hallelujah. Seek Him. Humble yourselves. Give Him thanks. Say, Lord, I thank You because I know You are giving me comfort. He says, but in God, which God? We're talking about the creator of heaven and earth. The God, He says, but in God who raises the dead. God raised Jesus from the dead. And He swallowed up every death. Victory is His, church. And because He has victory, you have victory this morning. Don't forget, victory, comfort is yours. Why do you think Paul said this? In Philippians 3:10, he said this. He says that I, look, church, that I may know Him. Let me ask you a question. How many want to know God more? Are you sure about that? Are you sure? Because it's a combo you're asking. Amen. You're not just going to get the fries. You're going to get the Whopper and the drink. And maybe a little toy too. He says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Everybody says amen. Praise God. Glory to God. That's what I want. I want to know God. I want God to use me. I want to be His vessel. I want many times. I want to be the man of the hour. Be careful what you're asking. Because if you want to go deeper with God, and it's a good thing, it's a blessing to know God in an intimate way, that you will know and know that He is your best friend. But then he says, Paul, and he says, and the fellowship of His sufferings. That's the reason why also, church, the more you want to know God, you're going to face things. But it's okay, because God is bringing comfort. And we're growing spiritually. We're learning to love one another. We're learning to be a blessing. We're learning to be a servant. We're learning. He says, the fellowship of His sufferings being confirmed to His death. And then verse 10. Oh, hallelujah. See, Paul, he wraps it up at the end. He says, look, hey, he says, how many times have you gone through something and God has God delivered you? Has God been there? Yes, you might argue, well, it wasn't at the day I wanted, the time I wanted. But see, God doesn't work that way. God works in His timing. And His timings are perfect. But He did say this. He said, who delivered us from so great a death. That's past tense. Who delivered us. Church, if all of you would go back right now and just think about your life. Everything that God has delivered you from. Some of you from death, maybe an overdose, maybe prison, jail, relationships. But God delivered you. And if He did it once, God will do it again. Whatever you're facing right now, God is about to deliver you. And He's going to comfort you. And you're going to testify. You're going to tell people what God has done in your life. Don't keep quiet, church. Share. Give testimony of what God is doing right now. And let me tell you, I've learned this. The more you do the sharing of God's faithfulness and he receives all the glory and honor, you're going to see more deliverance in your life tomorrow. Tomorrow. And God's going to use you in a mighty and powerful way for his glory and honor. Because God is the God of all comfort. Please stand, church, this morning.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.